Module 6B. Exercise 4, page 55. 1. Listen to Pat telling Stella about her holiday. Why didn't she like her hotel? A. Her room didn't have a view. B. There was too much noise. C. The food was bad.
I won't stay there again. As soon as I arrived, I knew I had made a bad choice. The hotel was under repair. My room was very nice with a great view, and the food wasn't bad at all. But with all the noise the builders were making, I couldn't get any sleep. It was the worst hotel experience I've ever had.
2. You overhear a conversation between a passenger and a flight attendant. The passenger A. didn't see the seatbelt sign on. B. feels nervous. C. is not feeling well.
Excuse me, sir, but the seatbelt sign is on. You'll have to take your seat.
Yes, I know it's on, but I have to stretch my legs.
You'll have plenty of time for that later, sir.
Yes, but the problem is I've got a sharp pain in my leg and I'm worried.
Okay, sir. There is a doctor on this flight. Sit down and after takeoff, I'll bring him over to see you.
3. Listen to a radio announcement. There is time for people to A. evacuate, B. board up windows, C. move to safety.
This is a severe weather alert for the Seacrest area. In the next 2 hours, a hurricane will reach the town of Newport. There is no time to evacuate. You are advised to quickly close all doors and windows and to stay indoors. Drivers must leave their vehicles immediately and get inside the nearest building. Once again, within 2 hours, a hurricane will hit the Seacrest area.
4. Listen to a conversation between a hotel receptionist and a hotel guest. The guest isn't on the reservation list because A. the hotel didn't book him a room. B. he booked for the wrong day. C. his credit card doesn't work.
I don't understand what the problem is. I called last week and reserved a room.
Unfortunately, sir, your name doesn't appear to be on our reservation list. Maybe there was a problem with your credit card.
That's impossible. It's a new card and it's working fine.
And you're sure you booked for tonight, sir? May the 15th?
Yes, I'm positive I didn't book for the wrong day.
Of course you didn't, sir. Well, it must have been a fault on the part of the hotel then. Let me put you in our best suite to apologise for not booking you a room.